For February 23rd will come to order. We'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance. Who would like to say?
I will.
Good, thank you, sir.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And now we will do roll call. I am the chair, John Delabose. To my right is?
I'm Ken Dayton.
To my left is?
Bob Mikes.
Patrick Becker.
And Mr. Becker's our newest member. He just joined us. And on the phone is?
Judy Siegel.
Thank you, Judy. We have Beatrice Martinez from Tick Sagerboom's office. And do we have anyone from the county tonight? Oh, hi there.
Grady Bernhardt.
Grady Bernhardt. Thank you, Mr. Bernhardt, from the county. Did you have an item that you wanted to?
So the applicant is in attendance today for number four, item number four.
Okay.
We also have an item on the agenda at Harrods.
Ah.
The idea of.
And he hasn't figured out how to be two places at once?
It's entirely up to you all, but.
Okay, is it what number is the gentleman on now, sir?
Item number four.
And he wants to be number one?
That's correct.
Oh, okay, that's fine. No problem. I have no problem with that.
So when you approve the agenda, you'll make that change.
Okay.
After you approve the minutes.
Okay, very good. Very good. Okay. So now we have the announcements out of the way. The beginning of the meeting is devoted to public comment. Any comments from the general public about items on the agenda? For no action or discussion may be taken. You'll be afforded an opportunity to speak in the public hearing as the time is presented for you to do so. Are there any comments or? No, seeing none. Okay, very good. If you do have comments, please step up or stand and give us your name, spell it for Victoria so she can get it, our secretary. And sorry, I forgot to acknowledge you, Victoria, our secretary. As soon as I said that, I knew I did it. And if you'd spell your last name, please. And if you, 3 minutes isn't enough, we can give you a little more time, but we hope that we can cover it in that period. Let's see now. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes for this evening?
I move to approve.
Second?
Second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Very good, we've got that. Now we have an approval of the agenda. We have a change in the agenda, or a proposed change in the agenda. Number four item, West Wind LLC would like to go first. Is there any problem with anyone here, since they have another meeting after this at another town board? Okay. Seeing none, we will change the agenda and number four will become number one and everybody will drop down one. Let's see. Do we have any informational items this evening? None. Thank you, Beatrice. And so I guess we can start with WS21-0035 Westwind LLC, waiver of development standards to increase fence height. Design review for a fence and lighting junction with undeveloped lots on 18.4 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone, generally located on the west side of Las Vegas Boulevard South and the north side of Fashion Show Drive within Winchester and Paradise. Is the applicant present? Hi there.
Hello.
Okay, so would you like to stand and state your name and tell us?
Derrida Butler, D-E-R-U-Y. T-E-R, Butler, B-U-T-L-E-R. And my colleague, Dana Cooper.
D-A-N-A, Dana Cooper, C-O-O-P-E-R.
Thank you, sir.
So we're applying to increase the height of the wall, the construction wall that currently borders Las Vegas Boulevard with the future West Wind property development. And we've engaged a graphics artist to prepare a design. Currently the wall is painted brown, and we have a crew that's out there once a week with to paint over the graffiti. It's an eyesore on Las Vegas Boulevard, so since we're not starting construction imminently on a major project there on that site, so 37-acre site. We'd like to provide a decorative wall, and we're using anti-graffiti coatings on the vinyl, and we may change the graphics periodically, but this is the first one. Hopefully it'll revitalize, which is in a state of turmoil right now with the Las Vegas Boulevard Underground Utility Project going on. It's all torn up there, so we'd like to beautify the neighborhood.
That was the one time the Elan site, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah, most recently the Elan site. There's been actually quite a few properties on there over the years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's gone through the mill. Okay.
This would be the overall site plan.
Yes, sir.
The property and, of course, the subject fence along here. Briefly, is an overall or a blow up of the subject fence extending from here along Las Vegas Boulevard and headed west, and we're proposing an extension at the end of the existing fence.
Okay, so will it go all the way west to encompass your whole property or no?
Not currently. I mean, we're going to take it just past the Fashion Show Drive to help block that view into the dirt site.
Okay.
The site is currently under use. We loaned the property to Clark County to stage all the construction equipment and materials that are being installed up and down Las Vegas Boulevard.
And these are just the different examples of the artwork you guys
Correct.
Are
Correct. Those are the panels, and this is the elevations of what they are proposed to do on the fence line. This, was, for the most part, is Las Vegas Boulevard. What we have here is some of the raised portions. What we're asking for is an extension of 10 feet, 2 feet on an existing 8-foot high fence. So that's kind of how that looks along Las Vegas Boulevard. And then, of course, we have some Las Vegas Boulevard and Fashion Show Drive for the graphics.
Does anybody at the meeting have any comments on this project or any questions? Okay. I do. I always do.
Just close the public comment?
I'm sorry, my dear?
You can close the public comment if there's no...
Yeah. Close the public comment, yes. No one had anything. It talks about this being lighted as well.
Mm-hmm.
Would you kind of just maybe share a little bit of how that sort of will be accomplished, if you don't mind?
Yeah, not at all.
Thank you.
What our proposal is it only whether it's the existing fence shown here or the new one, is to put a light shroud over the top where we're actually hiding the light source to light this up at night. Mm-hmm. It'll provide a better presence, to provide safety, we're hoping, you know, visibility on this wall and help keep it easily seen. The light itself is LED.
Wonderful.
So,
are the lights like spaced, or is it a bar that goes the whole way?
We're going to go continuous.
Wonderful.
That. It'll provide a better lighting effect.
No, it'll be pretty actually nice that way.
We dedicated a lane along Las Vegas Boulevard, and part of the county scope, they took the existing wall and moved it back to width of one lane. So this is in its new location. We're just adding the graphics to the wall and extending the height in those strategic places.
So then the wall actually went west.
No, it,
on Las Vegas Boulevard.
Right now there's a chain link fence that goes west, well, but, and we're upgrading
but
it.
But I mean, the whole thing, the whole fence moved west if they took a lane.
Yes.
That's what I meant. Thank you.
So, I mean, did you want to see any other boards again?
Mm-hmm. Is the purpose to just for security purposes to make it harder to get into the property, or is it to make it possible to have the artwork? What's the main?
Well, the fence is existing.
It is.
And we're trying to beautify it, you know, be a presence in there. It's, that's why we said it's an eyesore right now. So we're trying, with the graphics, trying to bring it up and be something that no one's going to be ashamed to look at.
So it's already 10 feet high?
It's already 8 feet high.
Okay.
Yeah. The 10 foot only occurs here and there. Just as the artist in his artwork, he's topped it up to give it some relief in certain places. So it's not even a continuous 10 foot raise.
So it's more interesting out there.
Correct.
Got it. I can see being in front of the wind, they'd probably like to look at that better than looking at the chain link fence. I mean, I don't blame you guys.
Yeah.
Makes nice. Okay. Any more comments from the board?
No.
Questions?
No questions.
Okay.
No questions here.
Well, I move to approve this. I think it's a great idea. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you.
Thank you.
We're all set.
mind if I click these things?
No, not at all.
To our paradise.
You got to go to your next place. Thank
yes,
you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
okay.
you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And we'll now switch back to the original order.
Together, because it's the same.
Yeah, it's the same developer. Is Everbright Development here?
I'm right here.
Wonderful. Would you like your items one and two heard together?
Yes, please.
Okay, wonderful. Let me read them then. VS-21-0040-Everbright Development, A, LLC. Vacant and abandon a portion of the right-of-way being State Street, located between Sahara Avenue and Karen Avenue within Winchester. There's a description of this on file for possible action. And then number two, also an Everbright item, TM-21-500010, Everbright Development, ALLC, a tentative map for a one-lot commercial subdivision on 1 acre in a C2 general commercial zone within the SOSA, which is south of Sahara Avenue. Design and Midtown Maryland Parkway districts generally located on the east side of State Street, 200 feet north of Karen Avenue within Winchester. And you're obviously here. Good evening.
I'm here. Good evening. My name is Jody Jordorian, 1210 Vinson Street. The first item is the vacation of some right-of-way, and the reason being is the building that's currently existing has an overhang to it, and it's overhanging into the actual right-of-way. So just to kind of be good housekeeping, they're vacating just that portion that hangs over into the right-of-way. So that's why, and it's very, very small, and it's less than a foot in most of the areas. I think the widest one is 0.67 feet, so it's not much. It's just basically just to clean it up a little bit. So we're requesting approval, and I think staff has recommended approval as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, do we have any public comments on this item for the vacation of this easement into the right-of-way of less than a foot? Okay, anybody from the board?
No.
Public comments closed, okay. Shall we vote on this?
Let's vote. I make a motion to approve.
I second that.
Staff conditions.
Second that. All those in favor?
Aye.
Very
Aye.
Good. Thank you. Okay, number two.
Number two is for the same site. There are currently the building, it's actually two buildings, but they're kind of tied together, and they currently sit on two different parcels, and so they want to combine the two parcels and do a one-lot commercial subdivision so that they can further divide it for the various owners in the building. It's kind of a retail center, and so the mapping department wanted us to put it as one lot, show it as one lot. This is actually the future. This is what it will look like after this gets approved, or if this gets approved. Right now, the actual other lot sits, there's another line, imaginary line, that's not on here. So it's just this little bottom piece is one parcel, and this is a parcel. So they want to combine the two. So our application is for a tentative map for a one-lot commercial subdivision.
I have a question about location. Is that the commercial arts building?
I don't believe so.
Is that two-story building over by the roller rink or ice rink?
John?
Yes.
It is.
It is?
Oh, it is? Okay. Thank you. I don't know that. I'm not super familiar with it.
Thank you, Beatrice. Appreciate it.
I'm familiar with what I'm here for. I mean, I'm familiar with what's there now. So.
Just helps me put it in.
Yeah. Context. It's a commercial center.
Okay. Do we have any comments from the group audience? Okay, I have my question. You answered that. Thank you, Beatrice. Anybody else on the board? Okay, I make a motion that we approve this item with staff conditions. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you
very much.
Appreciate it. Well, we're just motoring right through. Okay, item number four. WS-21-0032-DIB Realty LLC, a waiver of development standards to increase the animated sign area. Design reviews for the following: one, signage, and two, lighting in conjunction with an existing cannabis design reviews for the following: signage, pardon me, for the following. A cannabis establishment on 1.1 acres, I misspoke, in C2 general commercial zone, generally located on the north side of Desert Inn Road, 240 feet west of McLeod Drive, within Winchester. The applicant is here. Good evening.
Good evening. Lucy Stewart, L-U-C-Y-S-P-E-W-A-R-T, 1930 Village Center Circle, representing the applicant. And this is actually just right around the corner from here. It's the Harding Dispensary. And they're revising and revamping their sign, and they're also sort of revamping the building. So the what I handed you, the first is the site plan just showing where the sign is. It's just replacing the existing sign. The current, hard to do this and pull my mask out so you can hear, I'm sorry. And then the current building has the lighting along the, like from that point that comes out to the end, and they want to continue it through the rest of the building. When we went through the process, though, it appears that the signage was on, or the lighting was on the ground up, and staff indicated that actually the code requires it to be on the building pointing down, so we're replacing it and putting it on the building so it doesn't reflect that. I mean, there's nothing for it to really reflect out too, but we wanted to meet the code as much as possible. Also, they're revamping and adding, just you can see a small line of neon outlining the building. Sort of make it pop a little bit more. Mm-hmm. You know, this building is a little unique. It's perpendicular to the street instead of the width of it being adjacent to the street. And then the code used to be for dispensaries, used to have a limit of 30 square feet for all signs. So I think every single dispensary in the valley had a waiver to increase the signs because 30 square feet. The county just changed the code to just make it match just the sign ordinance. So what we've done, and if, you know, driving up and down Desert Inn, this is what the sign looks like now. And it's really difficult to see it along the street. There's a lot of signage down there. We're asking for 31 feet. We're allowed to go up to 50 feet, but didn't want to make it as tall as the zoning code would allow for it. But wanted to have it so it was a little bit more visible and making it animated. So they make it a little bit taller so you can see it as you drive down the street. So we've been working with the commissioner's office, you know, making sure that this is what sort of his intent, what he wants to see for our dispensaries. We appreciate staff's recommendation for approval, and we'll be happy to answer any questions.
Do we have any comments on this item from the audience? No? Any questions or comments from the board?
At the end of that building, there's a big floral display. Is that yours?
The mural, yes.
And that's not enough? You want more?
Well, actually, because we were going to include that as part of the square footage, but staff indicates it really isn't considered a sign. It's just artwork on the side of the building.
Because it doesn't have their name on it at all.
Well, it's obvious.
No, I know, but to qualify as signage, it has to have the name. I ask about that myself.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. Any other questions?
Where's the location of the sign on the map?
On the map, on the front page?
Yes.
I don't know if you can see, it's right here.
Okay.
And it meets the setback requirements,
right? Yeah, when you drive in on that island.
And the size of the sign currently, the square footage is?
Right now it's 15 feet in height, and we're asking for 31 feet and the square footage. I don't know, do you know the square footage right now?
I think it's 71.
Yeah,
as in you want to go to 100 and...
And 171.
171, so they're increasing.
187 will be allowed.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit less than what would be allowed by code.
Right. Right.
But that's because the code changed. It was before 30 was supposed to be allowed in all dispensaries. Which is, if you've driven anywhere in the valley, there's not a single dispensary that has 30 square feet.
Yeah. And we're working on rewriting all the codes.
Right.
I'm in that group, and this is one of the things that has changed.
One of many things, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, many
parts of the country.
All of Title 30, all of it.
Yes, it's a Herculean task, and I admire you for being on that.
Yeah. So, any more comments or questions from the board?
No questions.
Okay. I move to approve this item with staff conditions. Do I have a second?
A second.
Okay, thank you, sir. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you, Lucy.
Have a nice evening.
Thank you very much. Do we have any comments from the general public that were not able to make them previously on any items?
General business.
Yeah, I'm moving to that. Yeah, do we have any? We have general business. We also have to approve the Winchester Town Board bylaws, first of all. And then second, we have to elect a chair and a vice chair. Where are the bylaws? I mean, I'm kind of...
Victoria sent it via email.
Was that today?
No, it came...
2 days ago.
Yeah.
When she sent you all the information, she sent you in the email, it said the link.
Okay.
And it's the same bylaws when you did your training?
Yes. The same ones from then?
Yes, it's the same ones.
From January? Okay, well, then I'm fine. Good, thank you. I think I may have, now that you say that, I may have looked at that and went, okay, I've done this. Yeah, okay, thank you. So do I have a motion to approve the Winchester Town Board bylaws as submitted previously, either at the meeting of the county or mailed to you, emailed to you?
Motion to approve.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Okay, well, now we have number two, elect a chair and a vice chair.
Okay.
Yeah, the floor is open for nominations.
Are we, can the current chair serve as vice chair immediately after their term as chair?
Yes.
Okay. Because I think we talked about this last time. Because if there was an instance where the vice chair had to become the chair, then that person would then be serving as chair for 4 years. But with 4.5 people on the board, it limits us to kind of what we can do. All right. We haven't really discussed who...
No, we haven't really discussed this at all because I didn't know it was this time.
John, do you want to do it again?
Do I want to do what again, my dear?
You can't.
Oh, he can't? He's turned out?
I've turned out as chair. I can serve as vice chair.
Bob, are you feeling up to it? I don't mind doing it, but you know, if we're looking at who's next in line, I believe that's either you or Judy, probably.
I vote for Bob.
Thank you, Judy. We know where you're coming from, girl. Oh, I know. I just mean you just didn't want to get out. You want to get out from under that before the gavel came down.
All right. Ken, would you take the vice chair?
Yeah, I'll take the vice chair.
Okay, I'll take the chair.
Very good. We got that.
Great. So, I guess, do we need to hold a vote?
I think we do.
Yeah,
we need to elect a chair and a vice chair.
Okay,
we have nominations for the chair of Robert Mikes and vice chair Ken Dayton. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We now have a new vice chair and a new chair. Congratulations, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Woohoo! Congratulations, guys.
Let's see once now. I think our next meeting date is March 9th of 2021, and this meeting stands adjourned. Oh, pardon me, maybe it doesn't.
But
it's fine.
What did we miss?
What did we miss?
The public comment.
From whom?
There's no public.
But the audience doesn't.
Oh, okay.
No.
The public comment. Do we have any comments from the audience? Even though we have no audience. Okay, very good. We don't. Okay, meeting stands adjourned. Thank you.
Right.